What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Unfortunately, Heritage Foundation health economist Drew Gontrowski not able to join us last hour due to the fact that he's testifying in Washington, so we'll reschedule him, see if we can get to the bottom of Obamacare from a state-by-state level and what the actual costs are. You know, we had an opportunity to talk to Mike from Logan County. He was telling us what some of his rates are going to be according to his insurance agent, so we'll get to that as well. All your guests, your questions, your comments, welcomed. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to get to our Facebook or Twitter, go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Senator John Hovind to discuss the government shutdown, the debt ceiling hike, and, of course, now that they've got that out of the way, that little issue of the farm bill that is still pending in Washington. One of the topics following over the weekend, Rob Port over the Say Anything blog wrote a little interesting commentary. Now, if a citizen breaks a concealed carry law, and the consequences are clear and predictable, what about the state breaking the law? North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem, pretty good on the issue of gun rights, and he is, after all, the holder of a concealed carry permit himself. We have a pretty good track record of North Dakotans with concealed carry permits, a pretty good percentage. He says, I have no doubt that his office is doing its best to deal with a wave of applications for concealed carry permits in the state, driven by fears over new federal gun regulations and North Dakota's growing population. Just to put the growth of applications into perspective, from 2005 through last year, the number of concealed carry permits issued in North Dakota grew by 479%. 479%. Now, the problem is they're running a little behind. It's supposed to take 60 days from the time that you file your permit to get your permit process figured out, whether you are approved or disapproved. And it's taking quite a bit longer than that. Scott, do you have a concealed carry permit?
I do not,
now's probably not the time to try to get one.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not all that wrapped up about the, you know, it'd be nice if, since we have a law that says once you submit the application, you should know within 60 days that it's fulfilled. But, you know, it's kind of silly to say, well, you know, what do we do about this law not being fulfilled? I mean, obviously, they're getting more people, and it ought to be fixed. I'm curious about why folks think the number of concealed carry permits issued in North Dakota grew by that number. I mean, 479% increase since 2005. What between now and 2005, or, you know, back to 2005, has caused this spike? Why? We asked that question on our Facebook page. I see one person answered oil. And I suppose only somewhat tongue-in-cheek, suggesting that, okay, there's a population boom in the state, and quite honestly, a lot of hysteria unwarranted about crime spikes as a result of it. Most of that has been political gamesmanship and
those numbers
and
with
poor
crime,
media reporting.
Those numbers with crime, yes, crime is up, but it correlates with the growth in population. So there's not more crime, there's just more population, which the percentages would dictate that they're... Yeah, it grows. You know, we had an incident in Bismarck over the weekend. You know, Bismarck police were urging residents to make sure their doors are locked as a Bismarck woman woke up to find a man in bed with her early Saturday morning. Several incidences over the weekend, including that man peeping as well. So, you know, it's been happening on a more frequent basis, not the frequency, but there are more incidents just because of the growth in population. You know, I always go by the adage, you know, my door is locked for your protection, not for mine. I don't have to worry about it. I don't. But I think that's part of the reason that there's an increase in applications for concealed carry permits.
Hysteria?
To a certain degree.
Inaccurately reporting crime stats? I think there's one word that explains it. It's the Obama administration. I think it has very little to do with increased population or even poor reporting in the media. I just think the current administration's lack of respect for the Second Amendment is the motivation behind this. That's my take. But
part of that is if you have that license and you have the concealed carry permit, you pull out that ID card, and it's a lot easier to walk into a sporting goods store and buy a firearm. It's, the process is much simpler when you have that concealed carry permit. And I think there, you do have a valid point, Scott, that a lot of people, I think, are hedging their bet going, you know, if this administration or this government goes down the road of infringing on my Second Amendment rights more, you know what? That's a little added insurance to make sure that my Second Amendment rights are upheld by having that card, by having that concealed carry permit. And I think that does go a lot into that.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's ask you. I want to ask you. I want to know what your answer is to why there is this boom in applications for concealed carry permits in North Dakota, up 479% since 2005. What, in your view, explains it? As I mentioned, somebody, Roger, on our Facebook page said oil, and Blair said, look, it's completely absurd to blame any industry. We have more people now than in 05. That naturally means more potential concealed carriers. We also have the repeated attempts in D.C. to control and confiscate guns, which has led to nationwide increases of such applications. Mistrust of outsiders has always been a hallmark of North Dakota living. Just ask people in the Air Force, business owners, and others who've moved in over the years. And I tend to agree with the Blair. I'm with you on that as well. Tom explains it like this, the freedom-grabbing ilk in D.C. Julia says, protection and the fear we may lose our right to own a gun. Safety is a major concern. My husband and I want to get a gun to protect our family and property from robbers that have been breaking in our apartment complex. Yes, we have kids. They'll learn to respect a gun, not fear it. Adam says, the fear that the current administration is doing everything it can to stop citizens of the Second Amendment rights. Where Blair nails this, I think, is this is a nationwide uptick, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the bottom line. I mean, that I think is the answer to the question more so than anything here. 800-228-0550. Kathy in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I really think that part of the increase in the number of people is the increase in crime, because personally, I applied for a concealed weapons permit in April. My 60 days is long past, and I've heard nothing. So the current law as it stands is not working. And I think it's because more people want to protect themselves with the increase in crime.
Kathy, do you feel a need to carry on a 24/7 basis?
Not on a 24/7, but I feel there are times when, for instance, a woman like me travels alone, and especially after dark, I think it could be advantageous to have protection.
You know, what about a situation like this weekend, where there's reports of somebody walking into houses, somebody peeping in windows? Does that make you more secure, feeling that you have that concealed carry permit?
Yes, it does.
And that you know how to use it. That's the caveat.
Exactly.
People need to know how to use a weapon if they're going to have a weapon.
Exactly. I agree.
But you're telling me, Kathy, that as we sit here today, you feel less safe without this additional protection than you would have a year or two, five, 10 years ago?
Absolutely. I think there's more crime around the city, and I'm more concerned for my safety than I ever have been.
In Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yes.
All right, interesting. See if others share that view of having a concern about, I mean, to me, if you just look at the raw stats, there's no reason for that fear. I understand a particular situation. This person on the Facebook page said someone had broken into their apartment building. Well, someone breaks into your apartment building, the stats might not be indicative of any kind of significant spike, but you'd be concerned about it. So I get that. But statistics don't suggest we have any reason to fear. That's why I was curious to clarify that's exactly what you're thinking. Appreciate the call, Kathy. Thank you. Les, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. Infringement. When I was reading that article you're talking about the increase in permits, concealed carry permits, that's an infringement upon the Second Amendment. North Dakota should really look into going to the same state, the same way that Arizona has done, and Alaska and Vermont. You don't need a permit to open carry. You don't need a permit to concealed carry. And that's what the real issue is here, is not whether or not they're not giving out the permits fast enough.
But you're saying the infringement is the fact that the law says I know within 60 days, and right now I don't know, so they're infringing on my right by not doing it quick enough?
Just by filling out the application, they're infringing upon our right. Just by making us go through the hoops, it's a de facto registration, gun registration, to find out who has what, where, when, and why. And that's what the issue is not that they're waiting for 2 months to respond or not responding in time or granting it. The real issue is we don't need a permit to carry open or concealed, period, according to the Second Amendment. And that's what the issue, and that's where the discussion should really go.
I couldn't agree with you more, because criminals sure the heck do not have to carry a permit for carrying a weapon. And I couldn't agree with you more. More when we come back. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind, Monday edition, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Tyson out in Watford City. You're next. Welcome to the program.
I'd like to elaborate a little bit on the last gentleman's call about the concealed carry. And being from Alaska, we didn't have to have concealed carry. Troopers and officers were a whole lot more polite to the people. The American people don't understand that that is a gun registration. We're registering our guns when we do that. And my question is, we have another institution starting with, I believe it's called Hugs and Mugs, where they're taking pictures and fingerprints of our children and sending them home with DNA kits. Why isn't there somebody in political power or radio power trying to educate American people that this is all going the same lines as Hitler did with gun registration and registering our children?
Well, the children side of that is for the missing children, and as far as the concealed carry side of that is, I couldn't agree with you more. There's more of an open culture when it comes to Alaska. You're not registering your guns. You're just registering the fact that you do have guns by filling out the paperwork for a concealed carry permit.
On the other hand, if he meant to imply a fair comparison to Hitler and the current president, he's clearly crossed the line. So I don't think you were saying you agree with that, Steve.
You're agreeing
with the process and another emailer says, I agree with the caller regarding the requirement to fill out an application for concealed carry. In the words of Ted Nugent, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit.
I couldn't agree with him. Hey, Uncle Ted, I will always defer to the wisdom of Uncle Ted. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, these concealed weapons permits, most people I know that got them did it a while ago because when Obama was running for president, he's on record saying he doesn't believe in concealed carry. He thinks he doesn't believe people should do that. So that's the reason I got it. And pretty much
then you have a president
else that
says he doesn't believe in the Constitution.
Right. So, I mean, I don't think most of it has to do with crime. I think, you know, and after this last shooting, you got all these Democrats coming out. Why do you need this gun? Why do you need this kind of ammo? Why do you need that much ammo? You know, there's cities and states that you have to give permission to give them a reason why you want to carry concealed. You know, Democrats love that because then they can deny it just because they don't like people carrying guns around.
Well, look at the cities. Look at the cities, Jamie, with the tightest gun control. They also have the highest crime rates.
Right. So people are scared they're not going to have the right to carry their firearms around anymore. You know, look at Arizona. They got constitutional carry in a few other states. As long as you're not a convicted felon, you can exercise your right to carry your gun around, and they haven't had one problem with that. And neither do I. I think that is your right. I'm going to go along with you and Uncle Ted and believe it. That's your right. That should be a concealed weapons permit, Second Amendment.
We're due for a Ted Nugent moment here on the radio. We'll have to schedule him for the program. He's one of the
funnest
guests in talk radio. He's a hoot and a half. Jamie, thanks for the call. Steve, up in Grafton, North Dakota. Spud Country, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Number one reason why I got my permit is there was a few times I went out to buy a hunting shotgun or a hunting rifle. It happened a few times. But it just got put on hold for a couple of days. Well, with the concealed carry permit, it don't get put on hold. You don't have to sit around and wait for the phone call to be completed. Want to make a little comment about the open carry. In North Dakota, you can open carry a firearm between during certain hours of the day, basically during sun, when the sun is up.
It has daylight
to be fully,
hours.
Yeah, daylight hours. It has to be fully visible to, you know, so you can see it and see what it is. But here's the thing. It cannot be loaded. So if you have like a semi-automatic pistol like a Glock or something like that, you can't have a magazine in it or nothing. If it's a revolver, it has to be completely unloaded. Well, if you need to use it, it's going to take quite a while to load a revolver. You know, you're going to be down before you get that thing loaded. So the idea of having the concealed carry, I could carry a loaded firearm if I want to. Do I carry one? Well, that's between me and the police officer that asked me if I have one, I guess.
Yeah, and the discussion is a lot of people will carry a firearm for traveling purposes, and that's why a lot of people want to have a concealed carry permit as well. If you were to get pulled over, all you have to do is set that weapon on the dash, and it's in plain sight. But like you said, you do have to have that unloaded with the open carry. And what good does an open carry law when there's an unloaded weapon? If you need it. Yeah, if you need it and you're in that situation, you don't have time to load that gun.
You're
Appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. By the way, some breaking news here. There were individuals shot at another school today, Sparks, Nevada. Sparks Middle School, just outside Reno, Nevada. Commander Rocky Triplett of the Sparks Police Department is confirming that. Said police say they think the suspect has been neutralized. Unclear how many people were shot. Just getting some breaking news on that. Keep you posted on that as we go. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, guys.
Hello, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
All right. Say, I don't know, I guess I can take a little bit different take on the, you know, with the deal. I agree with it 100%, but a while back I heard an interesting comment from a guy that was talking about Madeleine Albright opened her mouth one time about our current administration or regime that is creating a database. You think about people registering their guns in fear, I think is probably the biggest thing. You know, whether it's fear of government taking away guns or fear of crime or whatever it is. Now we have healthcare. We have a huge database of people registering their guns to, now if you have to add into the healthcare questionnaire, what political party you support. Of course, anybody that supports more on the conservative end is not going to be good pro gun, so you think about that. But she had mentioned too that that he was creating a database that was going to be far greater than anything anybody has ever seen. You know, and back before computers, really nobody really knew anything about anybody really, unless they were a criminal, right?
Absolutely not, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. You bring up some great points. One more quick call, Jason in Montana. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
I think everybody's, I think all the points are right, actually. The reason why the influx in CCWs is there is we do have crime, you know, especially in Western North Dakota, because of the influx of population, because of incidents that have happened. People do want to protect themselves. But then also in 2005, we still had Bush in office, and then in 2008, look what came in, and everybody just went nuts and got their CCWs. And I like the background check. I think it's a great idea. However, we all know that it's being used for the wrong reason, and that's the problem. That's the
add it to the list, for sure. Jason, appreciate the call. Up against the breaks, we've got to go. Appreciate you listening. By the way, when we come back, Senator John Hoeven takes your phone calls. He'll be with us after a busy week last week in Congress. Get an update on that and more. Come on.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Minnesota kids going to fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend, bring the family to Chase on the Lake, have some fall fun, and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. And enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Those are the numbers to get to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennin. Senator John Hoeven coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to discuss the debt ceiling, the farm bill, and the recent shutdown, or I like to call it a slowdown, of the federal government. Get one more phone call in. Ethan in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to call you guys in and let you know I got my concealed weapons permit because I install satellite systems. I go into many, many people's homes. What people don't realize is what I see. If you saw everything that I did or do, it would scare you. It's amazing what people have out in the open that other people can see. I see anything from drugs to weapons to anything. Yes, I do carry.
So it's your own personal safety, just like that individual that was attacked when answering a Craigslist ad to purchase an item. You're doing it for your own personal safety. Is your job provider okay with that? Do they have a policy for concealed carry?
They don't have a policy.
Yes.
No policy with that whatsoever.
Interesting. Ethan, appreciate you sharing that with us. Obviously, a topic we're going to continue to tackle on the program. Senator John Hoeven joins us now, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him as well at 800-228-0550. Senator, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So
morning, Senator.
You got a breath of fresh air away from that D.C. Insanity for a while, back in the state this week, huh?
I tell you, it is always good to be in North Dakota, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about the week that was. A deal, albeit a short-term deal, on getting the government reopened and averting the bump up against the debt ceiling. What was your take on the back and forth, and let listeners know how you ultimately decided the way you did?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. You know, we had to get the government open and make sure there wasn't any default. But my focus is going to continue to be on making sure that we get some savings and reforms as part of any debt ceiling agreement. We've got to get the deficit and debt under control. And so what I worked towards trying to get in the agreement was some reduction in spending, some savings, some reforms. We couldn't get it in the agreement, so we got a process where the budget committees come together and have to make recommendations by about December 13. And we pushed to get a short timeline on the extension, only until February 7, because we got to keep the push on to get some savings and get some reforms. And that, combined with economic growth like we've had here in North Dakota, is what gets us out of this deficit and debt.
Senator, when you start looking at the agreement, there's a lot of stories about pork being supplied in that. Are those stories true? Is there a lot of pork? When you look at some of the numbers, you go, oh my gosh, they spent all this extra money. Was that legitimate pork, or were those things that needed to be funded in there?
You know, in a continuing resolution, you're kind of funding the whole thing. So it's tough to try to make sure you're prioritizing and only funding things that should be funded. That's the problem with sequester. The thing about sequester is we have brought spending down. So this spending level is at $988 billion. And that compares to when I started 2 years ago. This is just discretionary funding now, just the one-third of government that's discretionary, not the mandatory programs like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, that kind of stuff, just the discretionary spending. That number is $988 billion. So that's just under a trillion. But when I started 2 years ago, the discretionary spending was $1.35 trillion. So we've cut it by more than $350 billion. Now, are we done? No. There's more to do, and it needs to be prioritized and done right. And there are things in there that I don't like, and I'm going to continue to work on to change and get rid of and so forth. But we've reduced spending now on the discretionary side by, like I say, from $1.35 trillion down to less than a trillion. So, this is part of getting our fiscal house in order. It's some of the same hard work I did on the front end when I came in as governors. We've got to figure out how to get our country on a fiscally sound basis. So some progress, more to do.
Calls waiting for us. Senator John Hovind at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Brent in Fargo. You're next for Senator John Hovind.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to ask you there, Senator, that how are you going to bring the spending down when you just voted for the debt ceiling increase? And the only person that can put this country in default is President Barack Obama. We have plenty of money coming into the Treasury to pay all of our obligations. So when you say that to all these listeners, you are lying.
Well, I think that's what I tried to go through here just a minute ago.
Can I just piggyback one sec, though, Senator, on what he's talking about as far as the debt ceiling? A lot of questions came up about the 13th Amendment, which did specifically require debts to be taken care of. So I think that's what Brent's talking about, saying, hey, there would not have been a default because the president would have been constitutionally mandated to pay the debts first. Is that right?
Well, look, as far as being able to pay interest on the debt and so forth, sure, but you have to look at all the obligations. So if you get into a situation where you're delaying or not paying some of your obligations other than your debt service, obviously that creates an issue as far as the country defaulting in a technical way or in actuality. So I understand his point about our debt and so forth. But remember, it's about making sure that we pay all of our obligations and pay them when they're due, not delaying them or something like that, number one. But the other answer I would say, and it's what I tried to go through just a minute ago to this caller, is, again, I'm one of the guys that was pushing hard to get savings and reforms in the deal, just like we did in 2011 with the Budget Control Act, where we got $2.1 trillion in spending reductions. Now, I wasn't able to get them in the agreement. I wanted to make sure we got government open and that we didn't have any kind of default. But that's also why I say we set up a process in a short timeline here to make sure we do get savings and reforms to address the debt and deficit.
Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for Senator John Hovind. Brad in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, Senator Hovind, it's an honor to speak to you. I have a couple of things that I'd like to ask real quick. First of all, Congressman Cramer, when he called or when he does his town hall talk radio, and I want to stress to you the importance of the need for integrity in your office. And I know that you're very aware of that, but we've seen so many leaders fall that are doing good work, that are really working hard and doing well, in moving the country forward, but because of some silly integrity issue or lapse in judgment, they've fallen, and it seems that the Republican Party is much harder on their members as they fall than the Democrats are. So I just want to encourage you and let you know that we out here in North Dakota are praying for you and praying for your strength in the face of temptation and all that kind of stuff. But beyond that, the other question I wanted to ask, and I asked Scott and Steve this a while back, have you had an opportunity to sit down with Senator Heitkamp and just say, look, Senator Heitkamp, this health care bill is damaging the people of North Dakota in a very real and very substantial way. When are you going to get out of President Barack Obama's pocket and start fighting for the people of North Dakota and vote against this stupid health care law? When have you had that discussion with her? And if not, do you plan to, and if you're going to have that with her, would you be willing to go to so many of these other senators that are maybe getting kind of fear-mongered into supporting the Democrat Party line, knowing that this is bad law, bad legislation, and it's hurting the people of their own constituencies?
Well, first I want to thank the caller for some of the sentiments he expressed about, you know, being strong and for the prayers, and I want to thank you for that, because, you know, it's frustrating and it's a tough environment now, but, you know, we've got to work through these challenges with good North Dakota common sense and you know, address these big challenges our country faces, which doesn't happen overnight, and solve them for the good of our country now and for our kids in the future. And, you know, as far as Obamacare, you're right. I mean, look, I voted to repeal and replace it. I believe we are going to be able to get rid of it. I'm obviously working to do that. I haven't had that specific conversation with her, although obviously she knows that I'm opposed and working against it and voting against it. I don't think it's the right approach for this country. I mean, we need health care where people have control over their you know, they decide what health care insurance they're going to get, who their doctor is going to be, who their health care providers are going to be. And there's a lot of ways we can empower them and do this right. And so I do think that we're going to be able to overcome Obamacare. I haven't talked to her about it directly, but you know, that's a good suggestion and you know, something that I'll look to do.
Appreciate your call. By the way, she has also made the suggestion that the shutdown cost a lot of money and a lot of jobs, $24 billion and 1 million jobs because of the shutdown. Do you believe that?
You know, Scott, and going back to that, like the one caller called in about default and so forth, and he made one point that does need to be made is President Obama, you know, he was refusing to negotiate and do some of these things that I talked about earlier, like making sure we get some reforms and savings and address the underlying problems we have in terms of the drivers of our debt and deficit. He was saying, no negotiation. And so, again, he's got to engage with us to solve these problems. He can't just say, oh, he isn't going to negotiate. And so, you know, you saw how that whole process worked where, you know, we don't want the government shut down, but, you know, he was saying, oh, well, it's because Republicans won't negotiate versus he would negotiate. Look, I'm trying to make darn sure, Republican or Democrat, that we solve these challenges we face and that we're, you know, that we're upfront and honest with the people, and we tell them exactly what's going on. And at the same time, we're doing some of these tough things we need to do to fix the problems. And that's why I talk about the need to get savings and reforms. But, you know, we've got to get folks, like this last caller said, we somehow got to get folks on both sides of the aisle. We have to, as a Republican, reach across. Democrats are going to have to join us in some of these, you know, these tough solutions that it takes to really fix the problem.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. Quickly, we got less than a minute. Let's go to John in Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Senator Hovind keeps talking about we've cut $2.1 trillion. That's over 10 years, isn't that?
Yeah, it was $900 billion up front and then another $1.2 trillion over 10 years in terms of the reduction in spending. But the actual spending rate that I'm pointing out is when I started in 2010, discretionary spending was $1.35 trillion a year. This year, $988 billion.
Let's pick this up on the other side of the break here. We could hang on, Senator, and we'll continue. Folks, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment for Senator John Hovind. Senator, did you have an opportunity to finish up on our last caller's question on some of those numbers?
Well, the only point I was trying to make there, Steve, is, look, these reductions are over 10 years, but remember, each reduction you're spending, each year, excuse me, you're spending significantly less. So the point I was trying to make is that the discretionary spending, we're continuing to have these reductions, but we've already brought it down from $1.35 trillion a year down to less than a trillion that we're spending this year in discretionary spending. That's one-third of the budget. That's a big-time reduction. You know, on the order of 30%, and that continues over 10 years. And so when I talk about savings and reforms, it's the mandatory portion of the spending, the two-thirds that is mandatory spending, that we have to find reforms and so forth, both to keep programs like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare solvent for the long term, to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse in some of our programs, but to make sure we get our deficit under control. So I was just trying to show him how it works. That's all.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Sheila Grand Forks, you're next for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Hello there. I just want to say that you talk a game about saying that President Obama has to start negotiating to help us solve these problems. Well, you know, it's getting to be that we can forecast the fact that the Republicans talk a big game, and they say that they want to hold tight. And every time you guys cave in, what would be the problem if for once the Republicans held their ground until Obama caved? I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Sure. Well, first off, Sheila, I really appreciate your question because, you know, these challenges we face, I mean, it is hard work to get the kind of changes that we need to get the country on the right track. And it's frustrating it doesn't happen sooner. So I really understand what you're saying. And that's why I try to talk about the things that we have done, where we are making big steps forward in addressing spending, where last year we made 99% of all the tax rates permanent at the lower levels. Okay, and we had to fight to do that because we're a minority. The Republicans are a minority in the Senate. We don't have the presidency. There's only a Republican majority in the House. So it's where you can't eat the whole apple in one bite. You got to take a step at a time. So I understand the frustration when you say, gee, this should happen faster. But understand, I don't believe that getting into a stalemate where we have government shut down and we face potentially defaulting or delaying on paying some of our obligations, I don't think that's going to work for us in terms of a strategy over time to fix the big problems and the big challenges we face. The president has a different worldview. He believes in bigger government, more taxing, more spending, more regulation. I don't think that works, but the people of this country elected him, and so we have to work to deal with him and try to work to get these solutions in place as best we can on a sustained basis over time.
The process you have in place now that forces a sit down in this committee and reporting back in mid-December, any chance for what Sheila's hoping for now and what a lot of folks want in some reform on Obamacare, if not defunding, a delay, a level playing field, some of the things you sought that everybody thought, hey, between the threat of a shutdown and the threat of the debt ceiling, you'd have a chance of getting some of those Obamacare reforms in that obviously didn't happen. Can that and the spending restraint long-term you seek happen in this window between now and December?
You know, Scott, I think really when you're talking about the budget, you're talking about the continuing resolution, which funds government, you're talking about debt ceiling, we really have to focus on those budgetary things where we try to get the savings and reforms that I talked about. I think in terms of Obamacare, look, we're working to repeal and replace it. And as you see all these problems with Obamacare, I think that does give us a chance to get rid of it. And we'll continue that fight. But it isn't all necessarily hooked to, trying to get our financial house in order. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be something we continue, and I think we can be successful. But we got to be careful that we don't get put in a situation where we maybe lose the war by taking, by getting into a government shutdown.
We're up against the clock quickly. Rick in Newtown, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted, Senator, you emphasized getting our fiscal house in order. I guess my fundamental question is, wouldn't getting our fiscal house in order entail simply getting the federal government back within its constitutional boundaries and uphold the 10th Amendment?
Yeah, I think we're trying to do that again. Like I say, we've got an administration that really does believe in bigger government and growth of government. Obamacare is a great example, and that's what we're working to do. So, yes, you're right, and it's something that we have to – and I'm a big advocate of states' rights, obviously, being a governor for a long time, so I agree with that.
We only have half a minute left, but would you quickly give us an update? You're a farm bill conferee. When will the two sides sit down and hammer out the differences?
We'll actually start the farm bill conference next week. So already working on that and working to get that going. And I think we can get a good farm bill, strengthen it, and save on the order of $30 billion. Again, that's the kind of reforms that I've been talking about where you get a better program and real savings. And so we'll go to work on that next week.
And how soon before you see that finalized and heading to the president?
Well, really, I really feel it's got to be done by year end. So that our farmers have a long-term farm bill, a five-year farm bill they can count on with enhanced crop insurance. And again, that's part of what I mentioned just a minute ago, the mandatory spending program reforms that actually get us savings at the same time to deal with the deficit and the debt.
Sounds good. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. Senator John Hoeven, our guest on What's on Your Mind. And by the way, we meant to tell you also, Coffee with Kramer, a town hall up in Linton, happening today. Webo's Cafe, that'll happen from 5 until 6 tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. What's
welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.